Proclamation number 5727 of 19th of July, 1953. Perfect you shall become, as your Father in. You shall become perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. This is truly a statement which could leave you in doubt as to its origin from me, for no matter what kind of people you are, no one would presume to attain my perfection, and therefore these words seem incomprehensible and infeasible to you. And yet they are easy to explain, that you should only shape yourselves into love. Love is my actual self. And if you have shaped yourselves into love, you have also become a divine being, and something divine can also be called perfect. Love is the divine because it is my fundamental being, and therefore whatever is full of love must also be full of God, i.e., it must have all divine characteristics within itself which make it a perfect being. As human beings, you are still so imperfectly formed because you once deified yourselves through wrong will and rejection of the strength of love from me. You renounced love yourselves and thus became imperfect creatures which could no longer be regarded as my children when they fell away from me. And although you no longer languish in the utmost abyss, although you have already drawn very close to me, you are still without love and therefore still so imperfect, and therefore you are constantly admonished to change your nature, to strive for perfection, which can only be achieved by shaping yourselves into love, for love is the alignment with me, who is the eternal love. It is certainly very difficult for a person who still lives in perverse love, in self-love, to put it aside and to change perverse love into divine love which works without any self-interest. And therefore it is also difficult for them to imagine reaching the perfection of the Father in heaven. Yet it can be achieved through the call of Jesus Christ, who comes to the aid of all the weak who ask him for help. What I ask of people is to be fulfilled. Only the human beings will can be too weak to seriously comply with my request, and for this weakened will there is strengthening through Jesus Christ. Thus I myself help everyone who earnestly wants to attain perfection, for I draw him who desires the Father. I help him so that his heart becomes soft and willing to help, so that he himself feels an activity of love as silent happiness, and I always urge him to be active in love without, however, touching his free will. The human being's will remains free but will become all the stronger the more intimately he attaches himself to the Savior and Redeemer Jesus Christ, whom he is now able to love. And thus he constantly draws closer to me through love until he deifies his nature and perfects himself evermore. And if he intimately unites with me through love, he is completely filled with my strength of love and thus perfect, just as the Father in heaven is perfect. The human being returns to his original state, for he came forth from me in all perfection, he was created in my image, by which spiritual perfection is to be understood, and he can very well attain it again by fulfilling my will during his earthly life. By fulfilling my commandments of love, which only show the human being the way to become perfect in order to eternally return to the Father from whose love he once took his origin. Amen.